What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another exciting episode of the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith, and in the studio with me today, I've got Megan Monster from Monster Kawaii. She's going to be talking about one of my favorite new obsessions, and that is cosplay. Not that I cosplay, but I think it's just super, super interesting. Been watching a lot of cosplay Melee lately, so maybe that had something to do with it. But she's going to be on the show, and she's going to be talking about cosplay, what it is, how she got started in it, and how she's taking a chance out there. Doing something, making moves, you know, all that good sort of thing. You know, I love a great story of just someone going out there and just making it happen. So yeah, she's going to be talking about the costume. She's going to be talking about all this sort of thing just in time for the upcoming Comic-Con season. She's going to be busy this weekend. You're going to hear about it on the show. She's got a lot of great announcements. So you're going to want to check her out on Facebook at Monster Kawaii, K-A-W-A-I-I, just like Hawaii, but with a K. Guys, you probably already know what Kawaii is, but I'm just letting you know. So yeah, I love Comic-Con. I am such a nerd. I'm super into it. So I cannot wait to start going to all my conventions this summer. And I'm going to try to cover those in more detail on the podcast. But speaking of covering things in more detail on the podcast, I have to cover my sponsor in more detail on this podcast. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about AudiophileInc.com. Shane at Audiophile Inc. is going to give you the best price in town. I've been saying it week after week, guys. You think I'm lying? I'm not lying to you. And it doesn't matter what town that you live in, because Shane ships to all 50 states. So when you go to AudiophileInc.com, you can get screen prints of, you know, whatever you'd like. If you want your t-shirts done or hooded sweatshirts done, man, it's summer. Got to get some tank tops and some track shorts. Whatever you can imagine, it can be put onto some merchandise for you. And whether you're a startup business like myself or a huge business, who doesn't want to be merchandise? Who doesn't want that sort of advertisement? And you know, even if you're a small business like me, you can afford it, and that's the best part. So, yeah. And when I say start a business, hey, maybe you got a band. Maybe you have some other sort of organization. Whatever. Just get your name out there. Go to AudiophileInc.com and place your order. AudiophileInc.com. AudiophileInc.com. Very simple. Guys, thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for hitting me with those 5-star reviews and ratings. If you haven't already, please just take a few seconds out of your day to click the 5 meow meow beans button, man. Just send a good review, whether it just said, hey, tight show, whatever. Doesn't have to be the fanciest review, but every review helps. So I'm up to about 23 right now. Small number, but I'm super, super proud of that. And I know that 23 will go to 25 to 30 and then to 900,000 eventually, over time. You know what I'm saying? Time will prove me right, guys. Trust me on that. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm not going to say too much today. I'm just going to let the podcast do the talking here. And yeah, so thank you very much for tuning into my new episode with Megan Monster of Monster Kawaii. Sit back, get your Harley Quinn costume on, and let's get wild. Why are you nervous?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Just like...
You're low-key nervous. Is this your first podcast?
Like, on my own, yeah. Like, because I've usually just kind of been, like, in the background with a group of people just kind of, like, chiming in. Mm-hmm. So, this is, like...
You just chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of?
Do what?
Closing the goddamn door? No. I just hit you with some panic at the disco. I'll tell you what. First thing is just talking to the microphone.
Okay, and just say
nailed
whatever.
It. Dude, you're nailing it right now.
Awesome.
You are nailing it right
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect.
Yeah. So what have you been up to since high school?
Oh, God. Since high school.
Well, Jesus. We don't have to start the podcast that way, but I just wanted to bring up the From Autumn to Ashes CD. I did find it the other day when I was at my mother's house.
Really?
I spent all last week in the middle of nowhere at my mom's house. And I recorded my intro. It was really great because I recorded the intro to last week's podcast, or I guess not last week, a couple week ago's podcast. Mm-hmm. You'll hear it. And I'm like in the middle of talking. And then like, do you remember those bird clocks they used to advertise on TV?
That the ones that would like tweet and like make noises at you.
On the hour?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she has one.
Oh, God.
So I was like, oh, yeah, man, I'm like going to rip this intro. It's going to sound hot, red hot. And then all of a sudden you get like, you know, a bird chirp.
My mom bought me one of those like when I was in middle school with cats. So every hour on the hour,
you get a different cat meow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But yeah, it would, you know, there was no way to set AM or PM. So it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you hear this freaking cat meowing and you're like,
dude, that would be the worst.
Actually, I always thought there was a cat outside my window and I'm like, oh, I have to go save it.
I must save this.
Megan's arc of cats. Let's just add to them.
I didn't think about that because, you know, I'm such a heavy sleeper. I could sleep through just about anything. Especially when there's bad weather. I'm like that guy that's like, oh, man. I might wake up when it's like the rain is shaking the house and the wind and the thunder and everything. And then I'll just be like, oh, yeah, I'll just sleep through it.
No, I'm a light sleeper. Like, I can hear, like, a rock hit the floor, and I'll be like, oh, what?
I could hear a cat meow from a cat clock.
Wide awake.
I never thought about that, that would keep people up at night.
Yeah.
Well, damn. All right, guys. Well, welcome to the Sean vs. Wild podcast, where we're talking about cat clocks. Oh, God. But most importantly, I got Megan Brazel here from Monster Kauai. How is my pronunciation on that?
It's about
knocked
it's
perfect. It right out of the ballpark, guys. Monster Kauai. I've been doing my research. Professional cosplayer, I guess professional, semi-professional.
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable saying professional because I'm not paid.
Right, that's true, dude. It's but you're living the dream. Oh, you're living the cosplay dream.
Oh well, I wouldn't exactly call it that. I mean,
would you say it's your dream? Are you fulfilling a missing piece of your life?
I am. Yeah, in a way. Yeah, I would call it that.
For the record, will you state for the record what is cosplay? Just in case there's somebody in 2017 that has no idea what we're talking about.
If they're living under a rock, they've never heard
of it. Say one of my a family member of my mother's listening to this podcast. What is cosplay?
Cosplay.
Or what if your mother's listening to this podcast? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So cosplay is short for costume play, but it's kind of evolved into much more than that now. It's much more than dressing up in just a Halloween costume and parading around. It's more about making the costume and making as much of it from scratch on your own as possible and trying to make it as accurate to screen or film as possible. So
what kind of cosplay do you do? I've been to Comic-Con before, mm-hmm. and I've seen some of these cosplayers. What kind do you mostly focus on? Do you have like a certain theme?
I don't know about necessarily a certain theme, but different genres, I guess. Lately I've done a lot more of, anime characters and, Marvel, well, superheroes in general, but a lot of comic.
What are some of the characters you've done in the past?
I've done Elektra, from the Daredevil, series and, Huntress from DC. And then, let's see. I've done my favorite one lately is Queen Beryl from Sailor Moon.
From Sailor Moon?
From Sailor Moon, yeah.
I remember Sailor Moon was always on whenever I was going to school to catch the bus.
At like the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
It's like 6 o'clock Sailor in the morning.
Jupiter.
Right.
That's the only thing I remember. I don't know anything about Sailor Moon.
Fighting evil by moonlight.
But I do remember how tight that theme song was.
Yeah, it was the jam.
And I know that there's a guy that wears a mask.
Oh, yes. Tuxedo mask.
And is there a cat?
Oh, there's a couple cats. Okay. Yeah, there's...
So I'm on the right track here.
Yeah, there's Luna and there's Artemis.
I am red hot on this one.
You
anime is not my forte.
You know, it's really not mine either. Like, I kind of grew up where that was kind of a hush-hush taboo, like, guilty pleasure for most people. Like, you don't go around and, like, unless you... I mean, there was a few people that would, you know, be open about their interest in anime, but they were kind of socially awkward, and I was socially awkward, but I don't think I necessarily looked the part of socially... No, maybe I did. I was socially awkward. I'm still socially awkward.
We were both socially awkward.
Yeah, I mean, we were... But we're
just kids in high school that liked other things.
We were art kids.
We were maybe cooler. We were maybe cool before it was cool. You know, like
true.
Not many people were listening. Now it's like anybody goes to Warped Tour and whatever. And
right.
I don't know. Maybe we just felt that way. Like we knew something that someone else didn't. I guess.
You see, most people are like going to Warped Tour at like 30 years old, which is about our age group. But we were going to Warped Tour when we were like 14, 15.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a different.
But see now, like I go to Warped Tour and it's all 14 and 15 year olds.
Right.
I don't know if we're cool or not. Maybe it's just every generation.
Every generation. We're becoming that group. You know, we're becoming that. In my day.
Oh, back in my day, I was going to Warped Tour at 15.
These kids don't know the struggle.
I was gonna say too about anime, and I've kind of had this conversation before with some people, but I feel like our generation, or at least you're in my specific age group. I almost said Pacific, but specific age group, because I just turned 31, just had my birthday on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our stuff, like, or with us, anime was not as, like, a thing. It was not a thing until, yeah, like, we were a little older. Yeah. Maybe too old to get into it.
Right. I think that that's probably part of why I'm so late to the party on that one.
Yeah, me too. I'm really late to the party.
Because, I mean, to be honest, I've, like, relied a lot on my friends as of late to, like, kind of
catch
give
you
me
up.
Yeah, catch me up, get me up to speed. But I also just recently moved, so I don't really have access to TV at the drop of a hat necessarily. Right. And
you just been reading books?
Well,
been doing a lot of book reading by candlelight.
Doing a lot of reading on my phone.
Yes.
I don't even have a tablet. Like, it's sad. I know. I'm struggling.
I got a flip phone.
I got sewing machines for days, but there you go. I'm not really up on technology.
Well, so, I mean, hey, that actually helps. Sometimes I wish I could just unplug and then, like, just dedicate my life to, you know, actually doing something useful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still that guy that's like, well, I better turn the TV on when I got to do something important and be sidetracked and take this 30-minute errand and make it an all-day thing.
An all-day event.
You know, hey, well, yeah, I know I got to file these taxes, but got to see what's going on Netflix.
Right. Well, see, like, if I have a TV on around me or, you know, access to one or, you know, access to cable, I like to have background noise when I'm doing other stuff. Like, I don't like dead silence. Like, I have to have music or something, you know, just even if it's mindless talking, like something I can listen to. So
what have you been listening to lately?
I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts. Like, I really like, are you familiar? Well, of course you are, Sean, but you know, Bill Burr.
Oh yeah.
I love him. He's so crass and I love it. Like, just, that's just my sense of humor. Like, I love him.
Maybe we're getting that age group where everybody,
we're cynical.
Yeah, exactly. And people are like, but it's like, yeah, you know, I just turned the radio off and started listening to podcasts. I feel like a lot of our age group is like that at that point, is at that point now. I've been actually listening to more. I just started buying albums. So I'm like actually buying music for the first time since, I don't know, being a junior in high school.
Right.
Like spending money on it. And I mean,
can't download it on like Kazaa.
I can't. I can't be on LimeWire, FrostWire anymore. Just, you know, I can't be on iMesh trying to get that hot new him single.
Why did you have to say him?
Why did you have to say him? They're my favorite. There you go. Hey, that's cool. They're my favorite too.
Spoiler
One
alert.
Of my favorites. I love them. I've been really into Ghost lately. Are you into Ghost?
I am getting into them.
They're so tight.
I really like them.
I'll
like
show you
their
what's
gospel
up.
Sound. Oh yeah.
Well, I'll show you. I'll show you what's up because I've got all their albums on vinyl over here. So whenever this podcast's over, I'll play you something. They're really tight. Or show you a video because TV rules my life. TV rules everything around me. Dream, dude. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. So yeah, I was thinking that we might have been late to the party on anime, because when Pokemon and stuff like that came out, which is like a poor example of anime, but even just like that craze, I feel like Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, you know, we were probably like in seventh or eighth grade by then.
True. Yeah. So, I remember being in middle school and our like school administration actually banned Pokemon trading cards from the school because kids were breaking into each other's lockers to steal them.
Yeah, man.
I'm
Pokemon
like,
leads to Satan. I've been trying to say it for years, guys. See what happens? Right. First you like Pokemon, these pocket monsters, and then you're stealing, and then next
takes
thing
over
you know,
your life.
You're in the electric chair.
You're doing hard time.
You
are.
So, okay, so you've been dabbling in the anime, but it's mostly, you're saying, like, Marvel characters and things like that.
Superheroes,
and Sailor Moon, I feel like, even though it is kind of anime, it's just as...
It is.
It's kind of like, it kind of reminds me, though, of like Power Rangers.
Right,
you
know what I'm saying? It's kind of a nice blend between that line of animation and live action.
Yeah.
Power Rangers kind of falls in that same category, I feel like, even though it was live action.
I think that's like our generation's introduction to a lot of Japanese culture, I would say.
Yeah.
Or our first introduction.
Right. Or Voltron.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
See, I didn't even, Voltron.
You
didn't even get into
Voltron?
That. Man, I was too busy like, really into wrestling.
Mm.
That was my thing.
I was into wrestling too, but I think that's mostly because my brother was into wrestling and whatever he did I thought was the coolest. There's only 15 months between us, so I latched onto anything that he, you know, thought was cool.
Yeah, plus
wanted to be in the middle of it.
Is there anything better than just telling somebody to suck it?
Right. I got in trouble in school so many times for that.
Dude, that's the thing. So Okay, so now, what made you get into cosplaying, though?
I mean, I always loved doing, like, costume design and making my own clothes. And, I mean, we went to high school kind of together. So, like, you're familiar with some of the, like, ridiculous outfits I'm sure that I wore. And I don't necessarily remember blocked out, like, you know, prom dresses and combat boots and shit like that. Right. So, can I say
shit? Yeah, you can say shit like that.
Okay.
You can say stuff like that. You know, I mean, this is the internet, dude. You can say whatever you want,
man.
To a certain extent.
Okay.
Just don't offend anybody, I guess. I don't know. We'll try not to.
No, but I mean, like, I was always interested in costume design and making my own clothes and sewing and things like that. And in high school, I kind of latched onto my theater director, and he allowed me to help design and sew on some costumes for the theater department. So, like, that kind of just, I don't know, was my taking off point, I guess, like kind of finding somewhere that I can infiltrate that energy into something. So, and then like I did a lot of, I had my cosmetology license for a while, and I did a lot of hair and makeup and worked at a haunted house and did horror stuff for a long time. And I really loved doing that, but I kind of burned myself out on it and kind of, just wanted to get into something that I could do year round as opposed to, you know, maybe a month to 2 months out of the year during Halloween.
Right. So, well, that's cool, though. I think cosplay is just, it's an awesome art form. It's a new type of art form. Mm-hmm. And people are making some of the most awesome costumes I've ever seen.
Oh, there's some crazy elaborate stuff out there. And I mean, like, when you think about most of the time, these people have, like, put their time and money and, like, handcrafted these elaborate suits or builds, these giant costumes. Like, I mean, it's amazing what you can do and what you can make. And a lot of stuff, I mean, people are doing with like 3D printing now is so like,
that's crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like
from what my research has shown, guys, a lot of these costumes that I'm like, oh dude, here's a guy that's like, I don't know, head to toe in like a, you know, a Halo Master Chief or something like that. And then you find out like it's all made with, or a lot of these people are making it with like foam.
Yeah. Craft foam, EVA foam. Yeah.
And something I found out recently, something called Warbla.
It's a fantastical.
Yeah, and that people are just doing things out of foam. So these things that look like they, you know, these suits that look like they probably weigh 1,000 pounds
are pretty lightweight.
Yeah, very lightweight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty crazy to me, though. I love it. And I've been to a few conventions myself. What conventions would you say are your favorite? Are there any ones that you go to regularly or anything like that?
I guess in the last couple of years, I've kind of clicked up with a couple other cosplayers in the area that we just really hit it off and have a lot of the same interests. So we kind of carpool and we'll get a group together to go out of state to some of the bigger conventions. But probably Katsucon is my favorite. It's mainly an anime convention, but it's just outside of Washington, D.C. It's in Maryland, but it's at the Gaylord every year. So it's this really nice, ritzy, like hotel type setting. But if you get a room in the hotel, you can just go down the elevator and be on the con floor. So, I mean, it's a very costume heavy. So, I mean, you can see a lot of really cool stuff there.
That's cool. That's my favorite part is the costumes. And of course I like the celebrities. It's like, oh, hey, I want to meet, you know, Eleven from Stranger Things or, you know, the Incredible Hulk or something like that.
Right.
I do feel though, like if you go to a small con, it's mostly like, hey, buy these Funko Pops.
True. Yeah. Cause it's such an overly saturated market at this point. Like, I mean, there's money to be made for sure, but I feel like you kind of, if you're going to be a vendor, you kind of have to think about, you know, how many,
a little variety,
Yeah. There's, oh my God. Like there's so many pop figures. I mean, I think Hot Topic has a wall of them now when you go in there.
Yeah,
it's kind of creepy. You just have that wall of dolls that have the big blow up head and just staring at you.
I'm a habitual collector.
Are you?
You saw my Nintendo game collection a little earlier.
It's pretty impressive.
I collect a lot of things. I have a collection of just shit that's never gonna, I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna do with it, you know? When I'm tired of it, I'll just throw it in the trash, I guess, because I've got like a VHS collection that's like out the yin yang. I've got a collection of laser discs. Working on a vinyl collection. And the thing is when I saw those damn Funko Pops, I was like, oh man, I got to have some of these. But
you
then
can
I was
just
like,
hear your bank account draining.
Yeah. And then I was, luckily I put some restraint on it and I was like, I cannot afford another rat hole to throw my money into. So
I can understand that. Yeah.
But that's just me from a personal standpoint. Cause those little toys are badass. I do have
so
a few.
Cute. Yeah.
Mostly wrestling.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of them as gifts, but mostly wrestling and Fifth Element. And when Twin Peaks puts out their Funko Pops, which is only a matter of time, I'm sure.
Right.
That'll come out like in a month when the new episodes come on. I'll buy all of those.
I mean, I've seen like Game of Thrones Pops. Like,
dude, they have Saved by the Bell ones. I was coveting those. No. I was looking at those so hard. I was like, I gotta have these.
Do they really?
Yes.
Do they look? How do they look?
They look awesome.
Do they?
Yeah.
Please tell me Zach Morris has a giant like cell phone.
He does have a giant cell phone.
Yes.
So all your hopes and dreams
will come true.
Yes. With Funko are accounted Pops. For in these Pops. So yeah. And then I guess let me ask you too, like what do you get, like what do you get out of cosplay? Like, how does that make you feel, I guess? Because everybody's got to have a, you know, when you have a passion for something, right, it's got to be for a reason. What's the reward? What's the reason behind it?
I mean, not to sound really cliche, but it's like you get a little bit of a confidence boost from it. And that I feel like some people are going to misinterpret that and think that that's shallow. But I mean, at this point, I feel like, I don't know. Like it's a good way to show off your creativity. You don't necessarily have to do a costume verbatim or, you know, what have you. As far as the accuracy goes, you can interpret it in your own way. You can mold it to whichever, you know, style you want. But it's honestly helped me find like a whole new group of friends because,
that's awesome.
As I'm sure you know, like once you get out of high school, everyone goes off and does their own thing. People who were once close aren't necessarily in such close quarters anymore or may not even keep contact with each other anymore. And I'm kind of, I feel like I've always been kind of socially awkward. So, I find it hard to necessarily, I don't know, vibe with certain people.
Right.
So it's kind of helped me get past my social anxiety and get past my own like hangups and be able to branch out and meet new people and talk to people that I wouldn't necessarily, you know, have thought to have talked to before necessarily. So,
and what's cool about that is like, I don't know, I feel like maybe if you're into, you know, comics and sci-fi and there's probably a certain demographic that feels, even though it has such a rise in popularity, I'm sure there's a certain demographic that just feels like they're into this and no one else understands. Maybe no one in their small town understands their love for a certain show or understands like why they love this comic book. Mm-hmm. But when you go to these conventions, everybody is interested in those things. And it's a great way to connect and find a common bond.
Right. It's, I mean, it's kind of nerd mecca. In
yeah,
a way.
Exactly.
I mean, not to like put the pink elephant in the room as far as a title goes on it, but I mean, it really is, but it's in a positive standpoint. It's not, I don't know. People, you know, always assume that it's going to be, I don't know.
Like it's not like high school where you're being judged.
It's usually not. I mean, there are bad things to, you know, there's always one bad
there's
apple.
There's always a couple of these bad
there's
apples.
There's always a bad apple.
Spoiling this, you know, bunch of apples I have.
Right. So, I mean, as much as I love cosplay, there, I feel like it does take a certain amount of a thick skin to be able to keep doing it and having fun with it and kind of do well depending on what that means for you as a cosplayer.
Well, ultimately, I mean, that's like maybe why I got into music. You know, you kind of feel like an outsider and then you start playing music and you have a common bond, not only with other people out there playing it, but the people that go out and listen to it and they come to see the shows and stuff like that. It makes you feel like you're not alone, but also too, there's plenty of competition. Mm-hmm. You know, as I get older, I feel like our bands and stuff like that, everybody that we've played with, it's been a mutual respect type of thing. But growing up, I mean, it's like one of those things is there's a lot of unhealthy competition where people will slam you because maybe you didn't live up to whatever expectation they lived up to, or maybe they think that you're not as good as they are or something like that.
And that's something I really love about the cosplay community as a whole in general is a really positive atmosphere. It's usually more about building each other up and like complimenting each other and making each other feel good about what you're doing and about the hobby that you have. It's not always a judgmental place. It usually should not be. So
do you have a favorite cosplayer? Is there like, are there like some
like a famous
celebrity cosplay all-stars?
I mean, I love Yahya Khan. I know that's mm-hmm. who everyone thinks of. And you can say what you will about her personality or whatever, but right. she is a beast at making costumes. Like yeah. her stuff is so detailed and beautiful, and just the craftsmanship is just always there. And I mean, she makes so many at a time. So, I mean, as far as famous cosplayers, I really like her, and I really like Ivy Doom Kitty. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
I'm not.
But
I remember Yahya Khan from Heroes of Cosplay, that short-lived television show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that. And I'm kind of sad that they didn't get a second season, but I understand why. There was right. a lot of drama.
I always feel bad for that guy, because I feel like that guy was like always making some like insane metal work or gear work or whatever, uh-huh. and they would make something steampunk, and they're like, all right, and then in 90th place is this guy right, making this right. elaborate costume.
He had so much heart, and I just felt so bad for him, because he would get his hopes up every time, and it just never happened for him. But yeah, so I mean, and I really love Ivy Doom Kitty as well. Like, she's a good example of, you don't have to be a certain body type to cosplay, that cosplay is for everyone. She's a really curvy girl, and she's not afraid to like show that, but, and I mean, she's very tasteful at the same time,
right.
but she does a good job of showing that you don't have to have a certain image to cosplay.
You know, I'm a pretty curvy guy. Let me ask you this. Do you think a curvy guy could get into cosplay?
Oh yeah.
Do you think there would be, do you think there would be somebody to cosplay for a short, fat, bald man besides, like, you know, the Penguin?
Oh my God.
That's what I was thinking. Ridiculous. I was like, man, I could get into cosplay, but then I was like, I gotta be the Penguin, I guess.
No. Could do Kingpin.
Oh yeah, there you go. But see? Isn't he big? You know, isn't he big in the comic books?
He's like, I mean, he's buff.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna have to hit those weights.
But I mean, at the same time, guy in the TV show is not necessarily buff.
I'm thinking
but
about,
I think they pad him down and make him look bigger.
Dude, Vincent D'Onofrio in the Daredevil TV show, he's an anomaly. I was just thinking about him earlier, because you watch him in the 80s, uh-huh. Besides Full Metal Jacket, but you know, he's like just buff. He's like, mm-hmm. you know, like he's Thor in Adventures of Babysitting, you know,
right.
that, or that mechanic or whatever that the kid thinks is Thor. And then, of course, I see him in Full Metal Jacket, where he like gained all this weight for the role. And then when I see him in Kingpin, I'm just like, oh, hey, he's still fat, I guess. But little do I know that like 20 years has passed and, you know, he's...
Have you watched Daredevil, though?
I have not finished it.
Okay.
I know, isn't that the worst thing that I... It's
no,
like,
I mean,
I have not finished it.
No, I'm right there with you on certain shows, but... Oh my God.
It's not that I dislike it, but it's like, man, sometimes with shows, I get a few episodes in and I get,
you get burned out,
super into it. And then I got to go like, you know, work for like 2 weeks, and then I don't,
you kind of forget about it and do yeah. other things. I understand that. No, like,
I have so many half finished books and Netflix series.
Oh, I'm right there on the book things. Like, I have so many books that I've bought and I've started and have dog eared as to where I'm going to pick up the next time I read them, but then end up having to start from the beginning all over again anyway, because I've forgotten what I've read because it's been so long.
That's exactly how I am. I'm like, huh, well,
yeah,
it's been a few months. This sounds vaguely familiar, but I probably missed the important stuff. Better
right.
go back.
Better go back and
200 pages and check it out again.
Get your cliff notes.
Yeah. And just breeze right through it. I always feel like the second time it's always like really fast. I can breeze through it, but
right.
So yeah, Yahya Khan, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
I definitely remember her from Heroes of Cosplay. And I've been checking out Cosplay Melee.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
haven't checked it out, guys, it's on Sci-Fi. It's kind of like Face Off. It's kind of like Skin Wars, if you've ever seen those shows.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, so much work goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. All this fabrication, all this foam work, and then creativity, really.
Right.
Because there's so many cosplayers that I just... What I love about it is, like, there are people that go out there and make these awesome costumes. But I love the fact that there's a lot of people that go out there and make these awesome costumes on no budget.
Yeah.
Like little to no money.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just using their creativity and like random things that they might have salvaged or saved.
Right,
or
recycled somehow.
Exactly.
Repurposed it for something new.
But yeah, Cosplay Melee is pretty tight.
Yeah, I've only watched part of the first episode.
Oh, well, don't worry.
I haven't had a chance to catch up. Like I said, I moved, so I haven't like had a chance to catch up on all my TV
I'll yet. Show you the Ghost Records. I'll show you the Cosplay Melee.
Right
okay?
On.
So we'll catch you up to speed.
Okay.
We'll get you back into 2017,
back in
so that
yeah.
way you know what's up. But yeah, so let me ask you too, what would you say to somebody that, in all seriousness, I did you know, make a joke about, what would you say for me about cosplaying, but what would you say to somebody out there that wants to start... like cosplaying, what advice would you give to anybody?
I would just say mainly to to do it because you love it. Don't let someone else's opinion of why you're doing it or what you're dressing up as hinder or change your decision if you're going to cosplay or not. Because there's so many people that, especially here lately, speaking from not necessarily my personal experience, but a friend's personal experience.
A friend of mine. Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
A friend who will remain nameless.
No, but I mean, I feel like you should just do it because you love it. Don't do it because of anything else other than that. Do it because you love the character. Do it because, you know, for whatever reason that you love it, do it for that reason. Don't allow someone else to change your decision of whether to cosplay something or not. Do it because if it makes you feel good, I feel like you should cosplay that. So
I feel like, you know, damn it, if you want to go as Harley Quinn, then just go.
Right.
It's been done maybe a time or two.
It's been done a million times, but who cares? And you know, that was like my thinking this past year because I love Harley Quinn. And so does everyone else in the world. Like, who doesn't love Harley Quinn? And of course, with the movie being out in the past year, it's going to be an oversaturated market with Harley Quinn's galore.
Especially the new Harley Quinns.
Especially the new Harley Quinn. The new, yeah, the half blue, half red outfit. But I mean, that shouldn't stop you if you really like the character. And I mean, so what if you'll be one of 50? You might be the best one. You might be the best one. I mean, it's not necessarily have to be an element of competition to it, but I mean, I feel like it gives you a sense of camaraderie in a way, right? You know, so
yeah, you might make 49 other friends,
right? 49 other Harleys,
yeah, exactly.
So I mean, yeah, but I mean, and then the other thing too, if you're thinking about getting into cosplay, just be as resourceful as possible. Like you're saying, like with recycling and repurposing things, that's going to be like your biggest ally for any cosplay, I feel like, because it gets expensive. Like if you're buying fabric or you're buying Warbla is really, really expensive.
Really?
And you can't get it usually anywhere in a storefront, like in a brick and mortar building. You have to order it online and it's...
You can't just go to a Michael's.
No, they won't carry it. They'll probably look at you and be like, So yeah, I mean, it gets expensive. So yeah, just be mindful of that and just try to be as resourceful as possible. You know, you don't necessarily have to make everything from scratch. Like Goodwill is a great option. Like you can always cut something up and redo it.
And I would say too, it's be prepared for a lot of work. It sounds like,
I mean, depending on the character, the outfit that you're choosing to cosplay, it can be a lot of work. I mean, I feel like if you're making recommendation for someone that's trying to get into cosplay, like, you know, don't necessarily bite off more than you can chew for your first cosplay. You know, you might want to choose something a little easier, something more simplistic. That way, you know, you don't feel overwhelmed, like you're like, oh, I'm never going to get this done.
Right.
You know, or work on things in small, you know, increments. Like, okay, like today I'm going to work on the shirt for an outfit. Tomorrow I'll work on the bottoms. The next day I might work on the headpiece or something like that. So you have to kind of space it out. And
what was your first cosplay?
God, that's kind of hard because I did so much stuff with like haunted houses, but those don't really count as cosplays because those aren't based off of any particular existing work from someone else. So aside from that, probably Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I think that was my first one.
You want to know a fun fact?
Sure.
About Ramona Flowers? Ramona Flowers is played by an actress named Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Mm-hmm.
And one day... I was looking at her IMDb.
Okay.
And it says, you know, how old she was. And it said that she's from Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Okay.
And I call up Kevin one day because Kevin's from a small town called Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And I say, hey, Kevin, do you know who Mary Elizabeth Winstead is? And he's like, Mary Winstead? He's like, yeah, she's my friend's younger sister. How do you know her? I was like, guess what? She's a celebrity now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She is Ramona Flowers.
Yep. And she's the cheerleader in Death Proof.
Yes.
That's where the first time I ever noticed her was in Death Proof.
Which if you see Death Proof and then you see Scott Pilgrim, it's like, they're very different realms. So.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
Oh yeah.
We are Sex Bob-omb. We're here to make you feel, what does he say? Feel depressed and think about death and stuff. Yeah. That's such a killer line. I know I flubbed it. Flubbed that line. It's okay. You get the point. We're here to make you think about death and stuff. It's an
awesome movie. Death and stuff. Right.
So genius.
We are Sex Bob-ombs.
What, Like, what are some ideas that you have, I guess, for cosplays in the future? What do you have coming up?
Well, let's see here. As we're recording this, not this weekend, but the following weekend, I'll be in Chicago for ASIN, which stands for Anime Central, group of other girls locally, cosplayers that are... We're getting together and
what
going up there.
What day is that?
That is May 19th
so
through
May
21st.
So May 19th through the 21st, you're going to be in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, it's Rosemont, Illinois, but yeah, it's like a suburb of Chicago.
I've been to Rosemont.
Yeah.
I've been to... that's where I think their musical stadium is.
Yeah.
So the Rosemont Horizon. Did I just make that up?
I don't know.
I don't know. That
I'm
sounds
terrible with directions. Like, I can't find my way out of a paper bag. So
I'm surprised you found it here, and we basically live in the same neighborhood.
And this is true. You can pretty much throw a rock and hit my house.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
So you've got that coming up in Chicago. Let me ask you this. I don't spoiler alert. If you guys don't want to know, if you want it to be a surprise, you know, fast forward. But what are you going as? Who will you be portraying at that event?
Right now I'm working on, there's an anime called Love Live, which is really huge in Japan. It's the thing in Japan right now and Korea too is, idol groups, mm-hmm. like little boy and girl singing groups, you know,
Like To Anyone or Wonder Girls or, you know,
Girls Generation,
or J Dragon
or Block B. Yeah. Or J Dragon.
J Dragon. I can't remember what his group is called.
I know a couple of my friends are going to see him soon.
Dude, awesome. Yeah, I'm totally, I can't think of it, girls' school or something, after school. I can't remember. There's a bunch of them.
If that's not one that you know of, I'm sure it exists because they're like a dime a dozen right now.
Man, and it is so crazy too because sometimes they'll be like, you know, I think To Anyone is like my favorite of that girl group because they're kind of like badass and also their music videos are totally like Illuminati and all that other like theme, like that's like every theme that they have, but they look cool, you know, they've got like a cool like
they have a cool aesthetic.
Yeah, is exactly, it's not like a weird like young kid aesthetic, you know?
Right,
they're like look like Lady Gaga, five Lady Gagas or something like that.
Have you kind of Tree Branch, but have you heard of Baby Metal?
Oh yeah, I've of course.
Yeah,
just watched a video the
Give
other
me
day
chocolate.
Of Rob Halford singing Painkiller with Baby Metal.
Nice.
So
nice,
still got it, guys. Still got it. So, okay. So, Love Life.
Yeah, it's called Love Live.
Love Live.
It's, there's basically anywhere between like 7 to 9 girls. And so there's a group of about 5 or 6 of us that are going together, all as different characters from that show. But we're doing, a baseball team themed, cosplay as a group. So, I'm doing a character named Nico Yazawa, from Love Live, little girl with black pigtails, and she's probably the most annoying character on the show, but that's also part of why I love her. So,
nice.
Yeah, you know, it's be irritating. It's fun to get, you know, under people's skin a little
that's
bit.
That's okay.
So, you know, be petty.
Be petty.
Be Tom
for
Petty.
A weekend. Be Tom Petty. I'm actually cosplaying as Tom Petty, guys. This is going to be so exciting. So,
but yeah, that's one that I'm going to do. I'm probably going to take my Queen Beryl costume with me just because I've only had a chance to wear her once so far this year since she's been finished. So,
And Queen Beryl is from?
From Sailor Moon.
She's, from Sailor Moon. You're right. You said that. Okay.
She's the main villain in the primary story arc of Sailor Moon. So,
in Sailor. Okay. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to watch Sailor Moon and then I'm going to hit you up and I'm going to
watch the new Sailor Moon though. Don't waste your time with, I mean, I shouldn't say don't waste your time.
Don't
with
waste
the
your time. Guys, no, you heard it. She hates it.
No, the 90s version is awesome. It's just very, very slow. The new Sailor Moon Crystal cuts right to the chase and sticks with just the storyline. So you get all the meat without all the fluff, but you still get the good emo parts.
Oh, great.
But all the reasons to watch Sailor Moon.
I need to watch, I watch it for specifically the emo parts.
For the feels. For the feels.
I've never watched it before, but I do remember it coming on, like I said, when I was trying to catch the bus, and I did catch the opening credits.
Yeah.
So I know that it has a rockin' opening theme, but
right.
I don't know anything else about the show. I just figured it's like one of those things where it's like, you know what? Tuxedo Mask is taking over the galaxy, and the prom's tomorrow.
The prom's
guys,
tomorrow.
What are we going to do?
He's wearing a suit and a tux at all times.
So the prom's tomorrow. What are we going to do here, guys?
Right.
And what do you got? What do you got going on after after Chicago?
After Chicago, I'm going to be in Ohio from June 1st to June 4th for Colossal Con, which is another primarily anime based convention. But at this one, it's kind of it's a catch all. It's at a a hotel that has a really nice pool type resort area. Nice. So it's almost all entirely swimwear cosplay.
Really?
Which for someone that's had body issues their entire life, this is not necessarily the greatest idea.
Dude, you have way more gusto, more chutzpah than I do, because you would not catch me. You would not, dude. Even when I was at my thinnest, I don't think I would be that guy that's like, I gotta wear some swimwear here.
Gonna do it.
I'm gonna do the swimwear here.
Gonna go show off the goods.
So, what's your plans for that one?
So for that one, doing a couple more group cosplays. Doing a group from an anime called Madoka Magica.
I've heard of this Madoka Magica. Look at me, dude! I did know that one.
Oh, if you haven't watched it, it's really pretty.
Like, I haven't watched it, but
even if you don't grasp anything about the storyline at all, visually, it's really stunning.
Does it look like you're on drugs and stuff?
It does.
I could be totally into that.
It's perfect. Yeah,
I would be totally into that one, guys.
But yeah, we're doing a group from Madoka Magica. I'm going to be portraying Sayaka McKee, which is the little blue-haired girl, and then. We're doing another group from a new show called Ruby, or RWBY, and I'm going to be doing Ruby Rose.
I've heard of her from Orange is the New Black. Same, that's her name, isn't it? Ruby Rose?
Is it?
Isn't it?
I haven't
watched
it. The actress
from Orange is the New Black?
Is that her name?
She's real hot right now. She's in XXX State of the Union.
Is it?
If that, or not State of the Union, whatever the new XXX movie is. The Legend of Xander Cage.
Oh, God.
I can't believe I just thought of that.
Part 26.
Yeah. Ruby Rose. Yeah, she's really popular right now. But that's funny that her name is Ruby Rose also. Yeah. But also seems pretty common. Common enough.
And then I'm probably going to take one of my costumes that I did last year, which was a swimsuit version of Huntress from DC Comics.
Nice.
So
that'll be cool.
Bring her back.
Yeah. That's somebody that I'm familiar with.
Oh yeah.
You know, so gotcha. I know Huntress. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Are there any cosplays that you just really want to do that you haven't gotten around to doing yet?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Obviously Sailor Moon, but right. I think, I want to do, one of her more final forms, like Neo Queen Serenity.
She has a final form like Dragon Ball Z.
She does.
Oh shit. I didn't even know that.
She has levels.
Gotcha.
So
what does she look like in her final form?
She's got a white dress. She also gets like fairy wings, and it's like just a really elegant version of Sailor Moon. It's like her as a grown up.
Can I tell you something funny about Sailor Moon? Is growing up as a kid, you know, like I said, only watching Sailor Moon from the opening credits. I didn't know. Now I know it's kind of dumb, but I didn't know if she was wearing a school uniform or a sailor suit.
Right.
Isn't that dumb? Sorry.
But see, we're American, so it doesn't make sense for us.
But doesn't it look like a sailor suit?
It does.
Like a female sailor suit?
Yeah.
And her name's Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what?
She's a sailor. Why is she not sailing?
Maybe that is, maybe that's part of the ambiance, the aesthetic.
She's sailing across the galaxy.
Oh. Can you just sing me the opening credits? That way I know what the show is about, because I'm just guessing.
It doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't necessarily allude to.
But there are different.
I mean, it's fighting Sailor evil Jupiter. By moonlight, winning love by daylight.
Oh.
Never running from a real fight, because she's the one named Sailor Moon.
So I'm pretty much accurate. Tuxedo Mask is taking over the world in the proms tomorrow. Gotta
the
find
proms
love.
Tomorrow.
I don't know what's going to happen. Gotta save the universe, right? And gotta find love by daylight.
Fight this suddenly evil. Turns into like a Cinderella story. Like, you'll turn into a pumpkin at midnight.
Yeah, and fight evil. And right. Then, you know.
Fight evil by moonlight or
by
else.
By day, you're going to find some love, I guess.
Right.
That's tight, though. Now I'm going to have to just watch it. Because I'm really into like Comic-Con stuff. But I feel like genuinely, like every time I've been to Comic-Con, my interests in things were just like, I'm like, I don't know if my interests match the interests of what's going on here.
Right.
Because like, my big thing, especially sci-fi, is Dune. Super, super into Dune. Like Star Wars, I enjoy Star Wars, but to me it's like, what's the most epic science fiction in space thing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, Dune. The books, the movie is whatever the movie is. Some people love it, some people hate it. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to watch for me. I loved it because when I read the book, I watched the movie, and it was good having read the book. It was okay, I guess. But it has not held up. Needless to say, they'll be doing a Dune remake soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't see a lot of that, or be like, man, I'm really into, I don't know, Lost or something like that. Or I'm like, maybe I just didn't, didn't hit the point of this Comic-Con. But I mean, I do love Batman. Who doesn't love Batman?
Right. You know, I mean, Batman, yeah. If you don't like Batman, you're just wrong. So.
Right. What else is on your list of things to do? People to cosplay.
People to cosplay.
Oh, you got more things to do, though, don't you?
I do have more things to do.
Oh, man. All right. So we were in Chicago. Then we're going to Ohio, which is Japanese for good morning. It is. Ohio gozaimasu. You know that. You're into anime. You know this.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Yeah. And then in at the end of July, July 28th through the 30th, I'm actually guesting at Fandom Fest this year again. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun. What do you do when
you guest?
You pretty much, they give you a booth. Nice. And it's kind of alongside the artist alley. So there's a little row of cosplayers. Instead of paying for a booth, they give you a spot. Kind of gives you a new venue to either sell things or, you know, get some get your face and your image out there a little bit more. And then we also organize their cosplay contest. So we actually get to judge their contest.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
So you got your headshots ready? Are you gonna be autographing that sort of thing?
I don't know. I need to get some prints done to actually have something at my booth to sell.
You know what? Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
If you can make a little bit of money.
Right.
You
know, I mean,
doing
why not?
What you love. Hey.
I don't see a problem with it.
I know. When I went to Comic-Con, I spent like $150 on the Bella Twins Twins autograph. I met them. They were
judgment.
Awesome.
No judgment.
I was wearing a Michael Jackson Beat It jacket, and they loved that.
You looked fly as fuck. So.
I looked fly as fuck, yes. And but I paid like, oh my God, I paid like X amount of dollars to get my picture taken with them and like chat with them. And then I had to turn around and pay like just that exact same amount again to get them to autograph it. And that, they count as two. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So they count as two.
It's like we're not one person.
We indeed are two people.
Right.
So you have to pay for all of our autographs.
All the expenses times two.
Yeah. So I spent like $150, but it was totally worth it for the, you know, 5 minutes I got to hang out with them.
Breathe the same oxygen as them.
Exactly. Be in the presence of them.
I totally understand that. I fangirled so hard last year at Fandom Fest because I got to meet AJ of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, dude.
I almost peed myself.
I know how much you love the Backstreet Boys.
I do.
You were, you know, I'm a little bit more NSYNC. You're a little bit more Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. I love some Backstreet Boys.
Dude, I bet AJ probably, I've been seeing some photos of him, and he just looks like he's the same bad boy of the Backstreet Boys.
Yes. They haven't aged. Like, they just look, yeah.
I had a friend that goes to see New Kids on the Block, like every time they come around.
Uh-huh.
And he's always saying like, man, it's funny. He's always saying like, these girls that loved them then still love them
still
now.
Love
and
them
they
now.
Still show up and are like throwing bouquets of flowers at them.
Throwing their bras across the stage at them.
Dude, being in a boy band is like just the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
Man, because you can just
live
off that.
I mean, you got it made.
You got it made for the rest of your life.
Right.
You're going to be 80 years old. And people are still going to give you a bouquet of roses that
right.
you can't
and if
use.
You're not performing anymore, you can always jump on a Comic-Con.
That's true. What are some of the best, besides AJ, who are some other awesome, notable celebrities that you've met?
Well, I didn't actually get to speak to her because I freaked out and I froze.
I puked and ran away.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I was at C2E2 in Chicago a few years ago and was going up the escalator and Yaya was coming down. And so I passed her and like realized it was her right at that moment we were passing. And I made eye contact with her and just kind of.
Right. Isn't it crazy when you realize that you're like, this is such a weird thing to think about. But isn't it crazy when you realize that the celebrities that you love are actually real people?
Real people.
Like, and you see them in real life and you're like, oh damn.
It's a strange experience.
They are real.
And like, and you know, sometimes it's like there's certain people that I can think of off the top of my head that I would be like, oh, I would love to meet that person. But, in the same breath, you're just like, well, what if they're not what you imagine them to be? What if they disappoint you? What if that guy's really an asshole?
Yeah.
And your dream is crushed.
Scott Ian. I think it's Scott Ian plays an Anthrax. He has a podcast that's like Never Meet Your Heroes. And it's just basically about poor experience meeting like the people that influence you, like they turn out to be like real shitty people.
It's like my whole life has been a lie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, man, I invested so much fucking money into
right.
you.
I had so much faith in this person and this in their art and what they believe in and stand for. And then
right. And then you meet them and
the
it's
window.
Just a bummer.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've never had that. I don't think. Not yet. Knock on wood.
I don't think I've had that really either, but yeah, not that I can think of.
I did get, I got to meet the Bella twins, and I've mentioned this story on the podcast. This will be the third time in, you know, 20 some episodes of this podcast. So it comes up pretty frequently.
Pretty regularly.
But I was at a Comic-Con and I was peeing in the urinal, and then who pees right next to me but Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk.
Get out.
He pees right in the urinal next to me, not leaving one between us or anything. And it was just like one of those things where I'm like, oh.
It's like, do you say hi or yeah, what? Do you wait for them to wash his hands?
Yeah. I don't know what to say, but I felt
what
like.
What if he doesn't wash his hands? How awkward is that? And then your dream is crushed. It's like, man, I thought he was a stand-up dude, but gross.
Dude didn't wash his hands. I felt like an inadequate loser being next to Lou Ferrigno. You know, this is a guy that was, you know, pumped iron right alongside of Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, what do you have? Is that going to be? I didn't cut you off here. Do you have anything else going on?
That's really all I have set in stone at this point.
Summer is big for the con season, though.
Oh,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah, which is great and awful at the same time. Great for traveling, not so much for wearing a costume, depending on how elaborate, how much fabric you have, because you just sweat.
Dude, my fat ass would melt. I would go in at 280 pounds and come out at 104.
It's a great diet option.
Yes. I've been on the cosplay diet, actually. Yeah. It's worked out great. You know?
The cosplay diet.
So, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, just to, you know, now that we're not closing, but we're coming into the close of the show. What are some of your goals, I guess, ultimately, doing this in Monster Kauai, would you say that is that your persona? Is that your brand?
I guess I would call it like an alias. Right. I mean, if it could turn into a brand eventually, that would be great. I mean, like, I would love to be able to just make accessories and clothing and have that be like a jumping off point and have that be my label.
Well, it's a tight name.
Well, thank you. I mean, I felt like it kind of combined like the horror aspect that I used to be so much involved with. It's still a part of my life, but just not as much. And then kawaii because it's cute. So creepy and cute.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
There you go.
That's what I try for, so...
So what's the ultimate goal? Is it to build the brand? Is it to make it?
Probably to build the brand. I mean, I try not to have unrealistic goals with it. There's so many people that are just like, you know, I want to be a professional cosplayer. I want this to be my way to make money and make my living. And if that is something that could happen eventually, like that would be great. That would be awesome. I mean, that would be like a dream come true. But at the same time, I'm not, you know, it's such an expensive hobby,
right?
And income from it is so rare and few and far between that it's not reliable.
Right.
So, I mean, without sponsorships and people to, for you to market, you know, back and forth with, it's a hard,
that's the same thing with podcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, my goal is ultimately to do it full time and
right,
make it my primary source of income, as I mentioned before. And, mm-hmm, but I know that it's not going to happen overnight. I know that it's not going to happen, you know, without the help of sponsors or listeners or supporters of some sort, you know?
Right.
But I know also too, like from playing music, that if you have a dream, it's not impossible.
Right.
You know, cause I made some pretty good money, you know, when playing music and stuff like that. And I work a full-time job, but.
Wait, you play music?
I did play music. I don't play music anymore. Did you know that?
No.
No, I quit.
You don't have your drum kit or anything?
I shouldn't say that I quit. I didn't quit. I'm just currently, I'm not playing anything. I don't have a musical project. So if the right one came around, I would. Mm. I would. But I still got the drum kit.
Okay.
I got the drum kit.
Okay.
I've got a few drum kits. They're just in their respective cases and
storage.
In their road cases and storage right now.
Gotcha.
But if the right thing comes along, you know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if him needs another bald, white, fat drummer.
You know, they're breaking up.
I know. Well,
I'm so heartbroken.
What are you going to do about this?
I don't know. I have to get tickets to their final tour. I have to.
You've got to.
I've got to. That's my goal right now, actually.
You know what?
You said, what is the goal for Monster Kauai? To freaking make it to the him tour, the finale tour.
Guys, you heard it. If you want to support Monster Kauai, first thing you got to do is buy a ticket to him's farewell tour.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where, what location, she'll get there one way or another. Okay. But then if you want to go check out Megan, if you want to go check out Monster Kauai, find out what it's all about, see her in the flesh, you've got, hit me with those dates and those locations one more time.
Anime Central in Chicago from May 19th to the 21st. Colossal Con in Sandusky, Ohio from June 1st through the 4th. and Phantom Fest here in Louisville, Kentucky from July 28th through the 30th.
All right. And also, I'm going to ask you this last question. If money was not an option,
yes,
who would you cosplay? What would be your ultimate costume?
Oh my God.
Money not being an option.
Money not being an option. Oh my God. I don't even know where to begin. There's an artist named Saki Zhao that does very elaborate costume pieces, and it's just anime artwork or Japanese artwork, but probably one of her gowns, because they are ridiculous. I have a couple friends that have cosplayed some of her creations before, but I don't really have a specific one necessarily. Probably some sort of mermaid costume.
Ah, yes.
And try to make it as realistic and as embellished and bedazzled as possible, because I like everything to be embellished and bedazzled. So
me too.
You know,
you read my mind.
Just
on
glitter
that.
On everything.
Just glitter on glitter on glitter. And right? where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet.
There's a thing called the internet.
That's
a running thing. I keep trying to make that happen where I act like I don't know what the internet is.
Right. The interwebs.
But, so yes.
I have a Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/monsterkawaii cosplay. And then on Instagram, just Monster Kawaii Cosplay.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure to post all these pics so that way people can see what's up with Monster Kawaii. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Megan, I'm so stoked that you came over
hung
out
anytime.
And drank Diet Pepsi with
me. Yeah, we're getting wild in here.
Heck yeah. Well, it is the Sean versus Wild podcast.
It is.
So I don't know if we should be getting wild or should be like opposing wild. I need to work that out. You know,
Sean in the wild.
You know, funny story. There's a guy that is popular on YouTube whose name is Sean, and he just started a YouTube channel called Sean in the Wild.
No.
He just started it like 6 weeks ago.
You have to meet.
I have to meet him. And he's also bald and white.
Is he?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is there any sort of
he eats
like,
a lot
similarity?
Of hot wings. He eats a lot of hot wings. So I'm just, maybe we can do Sean versus Wild, Sean in the Wild.
Right.
I got to get him on there. Sean.
Go like on location, have like a GoPro and be like Sean in the Wild.
Yeah. Check it out. Let's eat these hot wings together.
Right.
So, but don't get it confused, guys. It's Sean versus Wild. That's the podcast you want to check out. And of course you can check it out on iTunes. You can check it out on Stitcher and Podcast Addict and Facebook and Instagram, and it's on YouTube now. I don't know how many people listen to podcasts on YouTube, but it's an option. So like, share, and subscribe, and tell all your friends not only about the show, but tell them about Monster Kawaii, and come out to the conventions and have a good time, man, because everybody loves comics, everybody loves Star Wars or Star Trek, you know, or Dungeons and Dragons or whatever your flair is, Sailor Moon.
That's right.
Just come out and have a good time.
And
embrace,
dress up.
Yeah, and dress up.
Embrace your inner nerd.
Exactly. Thanks for tuning in, guys, to the Sean versus Wild podcast.